This podcast is brought to you by All Family Pharmacy. This is your family pharmacy where you can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and even your daily meds, all online. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% right now. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10.
Howie Carr, a Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
Howie Carr is a columnist for the Boston Herald as well as a radio talk show host who has been a thorn in the side of Whitey Bulger and his gang for 20 years.
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of Joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
Hey, paper boy.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Live from sunny Florida,
Mar-a-Lago,
it's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, the number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. As always, so much to discuss here today on the show. But I wanted to start off with something that affects just about everybody in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, or actually everywhere, but especially in Massachusetts, where the electricity rates and the natural gas rates are so far above the national average. Massachusetts wholesale gas prices are 239% of the national average. And 80% of Massachusetts electricity is generated by natural gas, which may have something to do with the fact that electricity rates in Massachusetts are 72% higher than in the rest of the country. Again, wholesale gas prices, 239% above the national average. Electricity rates, 72% above the rest of the country. You know what Mara Healey was bragging about when she was first running for governor in the year 2022? She'd been attorney general for 8 years. This is what she was bragging about on National Panhandler Radio, about how she had shut down new natural gas pipelines that might have cut the price. Let's hear it.
Okay, so we're going to do a quick lightning round.
I also,
here,
by the way, remember I stopped two gas pipelines from coming into this state. Remember,
thank
years
you
ago, Kinder Morgan, Northeast Access.
Go ahead. Keep. We have more of that. We have more than that, right?
Years ago, Kinder Morgan, Northeast Access. I also went to the Supreme Judicial Court to make sure that obsolete, soon-to-be-obsolete pipeline infrastructure wasn't going to be built here on the backs of our ratepayers. So I think I've shown my willingness to stand up to the fossil fuel industry and also to oppose new gas infrastructure in this state. We absolutely need to do that as we move, as we say, as we got to rev up renewables.
She opposes new pipelines. So today, there's an op-ed piece in the Globe by one of her coat holders, a guy named Jamie Van Nostrand, who ran the Department of Public Utilities. Do you know what he says? Here it is, right here. Most of what customers now pay each month, meaning the people who are dealing with this 72% increase above the national average in electricity rates and the 239% increase in natural gas rates, most of what customers now pay each month no longer goes toward fuel, but towards rebuilding and maintaining a gas network that is larger than necessary to meet future needs. Wait a second. So a lot of the cost is the stuff that she was trying to shut down, and we don't have enough? So we have to use LNG that's imported from the Mideast rather than bringing it in from fracked natural gas from Pennsylvania? And Ohio and Kentucky. 844-500-4242. I want to hear from people. Text me in how much your electricity bills have gone up, how much your natural gas bills have gone up. I want to hear from this. I'm thinking about doing a column about it. So she's saying that they want renewable energy, right? She wants renewable energy. Do you know what happened in Plymouth a week and a half ago on Friday? In Plymouth, the wind turbine blade crashed into the cranberry bog. Is that the kind of renewable energy that she's looking for? How about the summer of 2024? On a placid, calm day in the ocean, one of the wind turbines from Vineyard Wind crashed into the sea and then created this giant pollution problem on the beaches of Nantucket and, to a lesser degree, Martha's Vineyard in the Cape, with fiberglass and foam debris coming ashore. Is that the kind of renewable energy that you want? Is that what she's talking about? 844-500-4242. So who do you blame for what's going on? And again, I'd like to get some texts in here about how much your electricity rates have gone up. And they keep talking about it, that one of the reasons we got such high rates in Massachusetts. Massachusetts ratepayers now fund roughly $4.4 billion in climate-related programs, also known as scams, also known as boondoggles, including the Renewable Portfolio Standard, RPS, the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, RGGI, solar incentive programs, and, of course, Mass Save. You've heard me talk a lot about Mass Save. It's also known as Mass Steals. It's this thing where the state gets rebates from ratepayers and then gives money to people to supposedly increase fuel conservation, right? And there were two cops from Stoneham, Chris Ponzo and Joe Ponzo, and they ran a scam and they stole $43 million from Mass Saves. And you know what? You know when they were doing it? Mara Healey was the attorney general, and then she was the governor. And she didn't see a thing that was going on. She had no clue that the Ponzo boys were stealing a thousand times more than Ponzi, who's no relation, down in Boston, was stealing a century earlier. Nobody in Massachusetts noticed that these guys were ripping off the biggest, quote-unquote, energy-saving program in Massachusetts. It's just a big scam. The whole thing is a scam. And God, 844-500-4242. This is just ridiculous. So now she's blaming the utility companies, that tried to build these pipelines, that tried to bring in new energy. And she's saying that they're responsible for this. Play that cut again from Mara Healey. Play the whole cut. This is from 2022. She's bragging about shutting down natural gas coming into the state.
Okay, so we're going to do a quick lightning round.
I also,
here.
By the way, remember I stopped two gas pipelines from coming into this state. Remember years ago, Kinder Morgan, Northeast Access. I also went to the Supreme Judicial Court to make sure that obsolete, soon to be obsolete pipeline infrastructure wasn't going to be built here on the backs of our ratepayers. So I think I've shown my willingness to stand up to the fossil fuel industry and also to oppose new gas infrastructure in this state. We absolutely need to do that as we got to rev up renewables.
She's standing up to the fossil fuel energy. And now I repeat, Massachusetts wholesale gas prices are 239% of the national average. Residential electricity rates are 72% higher than in the rest of the country. Mass Save is a mass scheme, and it's mass steals. No one needs to blame anyone, says 603. Mara has already claimed responsibility. She has. And now they passed this this law in 2021 saying they were going to reduce CO2 emissions to 50% below 1990 levels by 2030. Well, guess what they're saying now? Never mind. Never mind. I guess we're not going to be able to make it. It's they're advisory now. They're advisory. This is such a scam. 844-500-4242. There was an editorial in the Wall Street Journal. Climate reality hits Nantucket. Climate reality hits Nantucket. So think about this. So Mara wants to rely on the wind turbines, like the one that fell into the cranberry bog in Plymouth, like the one that self-destructed in the Atlantic Ocean and washed up on the beaches in Nantucket. That's what she wants to rely on. And that's why our prices are so high. And but it's the utility company's fault. It's the utility company's fault. So let me know as the afternoon goes on, if you're just hearing this later on, just send me a text and tell me how much your utility bills have gone up in recent months. I think a lot of people were texting me on Friday saying they've just about doubled. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. There are two things you want to do that you really enjoy in the holiday season. One is good gifts and good gifting, and the other one is good eating. You can combine the two with Omaha Steaks. When you send a gift of Omaha Steaks, you know that someone who's going to be getting the box, the nice blue box, is going to be getting some great food, and if you're going to be visiting, you're going to be getting some great food too, and they will really appreciate the gift. From holiday hosting to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. And now during their Sizzle All the Way sale, you can get 50% off statewide at omahasteaks.com. Plus, our listeners get an extra $35 off with promo code Howie at checkout. It's just really a great product. I love getting that box. I love the burgers, all the different flights of burgers. The filet mignon's, of course, the most popular thing. And the air-chilled chicken is great, boneless chicken. I make it on the weekends and then just use it for all kinds of dishes throughout the weekdays coming up. It's just really a great thing. Orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship the same day. Right now is the perfect time to save on delicious gifts and holiday hosting favorites. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Omaha Steaks delivers an exclusive lineup of USDA certified tender steaks, and their, not to mention their fan favorite filet mignon. That's my favorite. That's the most popular steak they have. But they got all kinds of steaks, stuff you don't usually see outside of a quality steakhouse or a butcher shop. Five generations of uncompromising quality. They also have the mouthwatering burgers and chicken, which I mentioned, pork, seafood, sides, and delectable desserts. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code Howie at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteak.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment.
At Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
The miracle of life is a gift that every baby deserves because every life is precious. That's why we've partnered with Preborn Pregnancy Network to help rescue babies through donations from listeners like you. Any amount will help. All gifts are tax deductible, and 100% of your donation will go to saving babies. Please join us. To donate securely, go to preborn.com/Howie. That's preborn.com/Howie. And I don't know if you've seen this. I saw it yesterday. For Libs of TikTok broke the story. Not the Boston papers, not the Boston team, not the Boston media, but Libs of TikTok. Mara Healey has appointed a new member of the Massachusetts Commission on the Status of Women. It's a guy named Giselle.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
Giselle Christina Byrd, formerly known as Christopher Byrd. That's Christopher with a K. Christopher Byrd. And they work with LGBTQIA2S+ youth and their allies. LGBTQIA2S. There are always new letters coming into this. I was trying to find out from Joe Biden exactly what's the right one there, Joe? Cut 14?
2 days ago, I announced a series of new initiatives we're taking to protect the LGBTQ community.
What is that again? 15?
The site of the deadliest attack affecting the LGBTQ plus community in American history.
I'm sorry, I can't get these letters down, Joe. 16.
To commit to work aggressively to root out discrimination against LGBTQ plus people and their families.
Huh? Again, please? 17?
And today I'm proud to announce that Jessica Stern, who many of you know as an LGBTQ+ special envoy at the State Department.
Let's try it for a fourth time, Joe. Come on. 18.
In over half of our states, LGBTQ+ Americans still lack explicit state-level civil rights protections to shield them from discrimination.
Okay, try again, Joe. Try one more time. 19.
So much talent can be unleashed by embracing the LGBTQ+ community.
To LGBTQ+, cut. Try it again, Joe, one more time. Cut, 20.
As president, I was proud to end the ban on 10 transgender troops in our military, sign the Respect for Marriage Act, strengthen the civil rights protections for LGBT Americans, and advance LGBT human rights around the globe.
Try it one last time, Joe. You got one more chance. 21.
I'm also proud to have signed an executive order on my first day in office to combat discrimination against LGBTQI+ Americans.
I plus Americans. All right. So Mara Healey has appointed a guy to be on the Massachusetts Commission on the Status of Women. That's charged, by the way, if you want to look up the statute, with reviewing the status of women and girls in Massachusetts and offering policy recommendations that will improve access to opportunities and equality for all. Really? So she's appointed a male to discuss opportunities and equality for all women. 617 says, we'll hold at Healy's appointment of Byrd to the Women's Commission with it. She's giving all of us females the Byrd. The Byrd.
Ha, 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 ha.
Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is should Governor Mara Healey have appointed a trans woman, i.e. a man, to the Massachusetts Commission on the Status of Women? Yes, no, or don't care either way.
I do not agree.
90% of the audience says no. 9% don't care one way or the other, and 2% say yes.
It's coming in at 101 again?
Apparently. We get so
pennies. Pennies get a abolished, and suddenly we're up to 101 every day.
We do get so many votes that it takes time to tabulate, I guess.
All right, so we've got. I want to take a couple of calls on this. On energy costs and on the LGBTQ+ASAGF, etc. I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Of course, the local media is not covering this, are not covering this, because it's bad for the narrative. 844-500-4242. Charlie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, hey, I'm from the great state of Maine, and I want to talk about Graham Plattner.
Yes.
A wonderful. So Graham Plattner is, of course, not a polished politician. Anybody that supports Donald Trump can certainly appreciate that aspect of his humanity. He's a wonderful man who's made a few mistakes in his life, and he certainly adds up to them and honors them. But anybody who thinks he's a Nazi because he got a tattoo in the Marines is just
because he has a death's head Nazi tattoo. We shouldn't hold that against him.
No, he doesn't have.
How about the fact that he says he's a working class guy and he went to Hotchkiss?
You know, you right wing crazy lunatics will grasp at anything.
Okay. I'm a right wing crazy lunatic for objecting to his SS death's head tattoo and the fact that he's full of bleep by saying that he's a working class hero when he went to Hotchkiss school, as we used to call it at Deerfield. 844-500-4242. So here's one. In December 2012, 43 therms of gas cost $20. In December 2025, 43 therms of gas cost $97.27. 508 says, last year my gas budget plan was $115 a month for 11 months. $115 a month. This year it's $210 a month. There's another one. I used to pay around $260 a month. Now it's $480 a month. Electricity only. 401 says New York supplies 46% of its electric grid with natural gas, and Hochul put it in a gas stove ban for December 2025. I think she may have rescinded that or postponed it, much like the state of Massachusetts is pulling back. They're all pulling back from this stuff because they can't do it. It doesn't work. They say they want to go to renewable sources, but renewable sources are intermittent. You have to have a steady source of energy, and they don't have it. 844-500-4242. Just looking over here at Jim McGovern, the congressman from Worcester. Every Republican will soon have to go on the record. Will they defend a pedophile, or will they stand with Epstein survivors? I hope they make the right choice. America is watching. Where was Jim McGovern during the 4 years of the Biden administration? All those years they had to get this thing out. But by the way, I got no problems with them. If they want to get it out, I mean, you know, I know that there's going to be a lot of people slimed if they just put all these things out willy-nilly. You know, but there'll be people like Dershowitz, who was falsely accused, and Virginia Giuffredi said she actually didn't have any sex with him. And some of the victims are going to be, they're just going to forget to redact their names, or they're going to miss one redaction out of 100, and they'll be named. But, you know, I mean, if they got to put an end to this nonsense about it. And let's make it clear that it's mostly Democrats here. So now the Democrats are turning on one another, just like with the Schumer shutdown. Just looking at a headline here. Senator Warren says Harvard should cut ties with Larry Summers, the former president of Harvard University, the former Treasury Secretary, over Jeffrey Epstein emails. Warren said she believes Summers, quote, cannot be trusted with students. Wait a second. This woman lied about her ethnic background. Could she be trusted with students? She lied to get her job. I'm not defending Larry Summers, but I mean, talk about the pot calling the kettle black. It's going to be, you know what's going to be funny about Summers? Apparently, we first heard he had one girlfriend he was asking for advice about. Then it turned out he had two girlfriends he was asking for. When he was married, to a poet. He asked Epstein for $1 million for his poetess wife. And Epstein, knowing the value of modern poetry, gave him $110,000, which was probably a lot too much. 844-500-4242. Lisa, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
I just want to mostly talk about the climate cult because, you know, that's what I'm obsessed of. That's one of my main things. But it's like these people cannot understand that they're living in, actually, they're in a cult. I don't think they realize they are actually in a cult.
Yeah.
They're in a religious cult, and they think that just virtue signaling and their COP 20 and COP 30 and COP 3000 are going to make a difference. You cannot legislate the temperature of the planet. I want to go, I go insane when I think about this stuff.
This whole thing about carbon credits, except for Honest Howie's carbon credits, which is totally on the level and saves lots of polar bears and penguins every year.
That's right.
But other than that, it's like indulgences in the Middle Ages, right? You would pay the church a certain amount of money, and then you could sin to your heart's content.
Yeah.
So these people buy climate credits, and then they ride around the planet on their private jets. I mean, it's a joke.
How obnoxious is that? They buy, so people that can afford, the Bill Gates that can afford to buy their fake carbon credits, regular people cannot do that, even if they had fake money. They have fake money, so they can do it because they're fake people. We cannot do that because it's not real. It's not a real thing. They're making up ridiculous things that are not real. It's not real, Lisa, think about it this way.
They're saying that what it boils down to is they're saying if we raise taxes, the sea levels will fall.
Yep.
I mean, think about that, Lisa. That's what it comes down to, isn't it? How preposterous
exactly
could you possibly get? You ever look at the ocean? I live near the ocean. I go out. We have a beach. I go out and I look at it some nights. And that's what I'm thinking. They really think that the waves are going to recede if I have to pay an extra quarter at the gas pump. Are they serious?
God, I can't do it. I can't.
I know. It's insane. The whole cult is falling apart. But it's not falling apart fast enough, and they're running these damn scams. And again, they're still trying to lie about it. I mean, this thing in the Globe today. It's all about replacing the pipelines. And then she's bragging about stopping the pipelines 3 years earlier. We're not supposed to remember anything that happened unless they want us to remember it. Do they think our memories are scrubbed every night when we sleep? That we all have brain chips that they can erase all the inconvenient truths? Tom, you're next. Thanks for the call, Lisa. I totally agree with you. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie. I agree with Lisa, too. Guess what? A rising tax lowers all tide. Right? You know, Governor Healey, I think you're being a little hard on him. Think about this. If he hadn't mandated us to be carbon-free by 2050, you know, I shall be free, we shall be carbon-free. Well, imagine those bits and pieces of the fiberglass blade that broke off in Nantucket Sound and washed up on the beach. If she hadn't enforced this craziness, imagine how much farther up the beach that fiberglass, they would have been picking it out of the, you know, a quarter mile inland. At least she did that for us. She kept it right at the coast.
That's right, because the sea level didn't rise. And that's why Barack Obama and John Kerry and Bill Gates and all the rest of them, they're able to enjoy their oceanside estates on Martha's Vineyard because the level of the sea isn't rising as much due to the fact that we're paying, that you, I'm in Florida, but, well, I guess I'm still paying it because I still have a place in Wellesley. I still have to heat it. That we're all paying double to heat our apartments and houses and workplaces now. Because of this nonsense.
How dare you?
Where have you been, by the way? Why don't you come and help out? Where is Joe for oil? Where is Joe for oil? We need Joe for natural gas, as somebody said. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, hi, Howie. Jim LeBrec from Bangor. I was Governor LePage's advisor on energy for his 8 years, and I run all the numbers, and the numbers up here in Maine, as an example, if we completely shut Maine down, you didn't even have a lawnmower running, not even a candle, we would reduce the U.S. carbon output by 0.1%. So we're spending billions of dollars of people's money they don't really have. It's putting us in the hole, ruining businesses and ruining our economy, all for a bunch of windmills and solar panels that won't produce not even a hairline scratch on the CO2 production pie chart.
Right.
It's really, really.
And even worse, and, Jim, it won't keep us warm during the winter. It won't keep the lights on.
No, let me give you an example on these big new 350-watt panels. In the wintertime, the capacity factor, that means how much it produced relative to how much it could produce if the sun was on it all day, is only 5%. That's 18 watts for one of those big panels, okay? For $1,600 to install one, and it's 18 watts. 18 watts is the amount of electricity you have in your nightlight, you know, in your hallway at home. And that's all the total amount of heat you get out of it. That's just a matter of fact. Anybody that says it's not correct, don't understand that you only get 3.413 BTUs for every watt you burn. Doesn't matter how you burn it. But I think it's going to turn around now because I think.
Yeah, you there? I think we lost him. Jim LeBrec, he's on WVOM all the time. As people have been telling me, I should talk to him before I do it. I think it's turning around too. You can't bleep the troops, as they used to say, you know, in the Army. You can't fool all of the people all of the time, as Abraham Lincoln said. And this just, and when you get that bill, and you just see what it's going for, and you see the scams. They're all scams. That's all it is. $20 billion the Biden administration gave after they lost the election, including $2 billion to Stacey Abrams, with these phony, baloney energy projects. It's all it is. It's crap. You don't have to wait for Black Friday or Cyber Money for the Nauset Beach Inn special. The sale is on. Go to NausetBeachInn.com and get a $200 or $400 certificate for yourself or a loved one. When you put in code Howie35, you will receive 35% off. Many of us think of Cape Cod as the place to be during the summer. But you know what? It's super special during the off-season, too, especially if you're staying oceanside at the Nauset Beach Inn. Book your Nauset Beach Inn getaway today. overlooking Nauset Beach, the Nauset Beach Inn is the only lodging available inside the Cape Cod National Seashore. Every room commands a superb view of the great outer beach and the ever-changing sea. Nauset Beach Inn is pet-friendly, too, and each room is spacious with two queen-size beds. Book now and get the dates you want at NausetBeachInn.com with code HOWIE35 to get 35% off. This is good for both the $200 and the $400 certificate. Discount is applied at checkout. This is an incredible value. With only 13 rooms, reservations fill up quickly, so book early at NausetBeachInn.com. NausetBeachInn.com, a short drive to a vacation far away. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. It would be only logical to ask every caller calling in to complain about the prices and cost. You should ask them also if they vote Democrat, if they voted for Healy. If they're listening to this show, they probably didn't vote for Healy, or they're going to lie. I hate to say it. You know, everybody lies under certain occasions. But, I mean, who's admitting to voting for Healy in this kind of conversation? Total fraud. Total fraud. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
You know, Howie, I shake my head every day because I have to crunch numbers in my companies in Massachusetts and in New Hampshire. And I really feel bad for the sheep of Massachusetts taking it, you know, on the chin every day. I mean, like today, I saved myself $14,000 registering vehicles in New Hampshire that I leased back to Massachusetts to make sure the roads are clear in the state of Massachusetts. If I had these vehicles in Massachusetts, it would cost me an arm and a leg. And the reason is now, the Massachusetts can't get plow drivers or anything in that area is because it's too expensive to keep these trucks on the road for 4 months out of the year. Massachusetts right. beats themselves up for the quick buck all the time, but they don't understand people that are smart like me are going to New Hampshire and Maine and having their residencies there or Florida. And now next year, Healy's going to triple the excise tax on all these commercial vehicles and personal vehicles? Why is it that other states can get along without it, and they do fine, but the state of Massachusetts, like probate, if you don't have a trust, will clean your clock like the Pirates of the Caribbean?
I know. Well, Mike, how about Monica Tibbetts Nutt, the Secretary of Transportation, who's now been ousted in the wake of the Plazagate scandal? Remember when she was bragging in front of a camera how she wanted to take away the driver's licenses of everybody who drove an F-150. Who does she think is fixing everything in this state? And plowing as well. You know, it's people in trucks. She hated people in trucks, Mike.
Well, now the women of Massachusetts should be very protected. You know, now that they're hiring a trans women's rights, and women know how to be a woman when you're a guy dressed as a woman.
I know, Mike.
Excuse thanks. Me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Ken, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ken.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I just wanted to say, here in Rhode Island, it's not much better. Dan McKee, our illustrious governor, is still sucked up into the wind, the wind trip. And my electric bill right now is $183. And I was thinking about putting solar panels on my roof until I talked to a neighbor of mine across the street who works for one of the roofing solar companies. She was telling me $183 is a bargain.
Yeah, I know. I know. Plus, you got the capital outlays.